Hi, everybody. This is Faith Pincus with Pincus Professional Education. I'm here interviewing Richard Orman with Buchalter about the cannabis industry and legal issues related to that industry. Richard's a partner with Buchalter, and he's the founder and chair of the firm's Cannabis Industry Group. Richard's been practicing as an attorney for almost 20 years, and he specializes in advising clients in risk management, corporate finance, banking, real estate, and all sorts of issues along those lines related to the cannabis industry and as well as other industries. So I've got a few questions for you, Rich. How are you doing today?
I'm doing really well. Thank you.
Wonderful. So we're just going to make it a short interview, but I'm really curious and interested in all the topics related to cannabis. We're actually, for those of you that are listening to this, doing a two-day conference on cannabis. Last year we did a one-day conference, and it was so popular, we've expanded it to a two-day conference. That is going to be November 1st and 2nd in Los Angeles at the LAX Hyatt. And if you go to our website, you can get all the information and the extensive agenda and the long list of people speaking at the program, all fabulous people. And our website is www.pincusproed.com, and that's P-I-N-C-U-S-P-R-O-E-D.com. So, Rich, let's get started. The first question is, the big question, well, there are many big questions, but the first one is, how do lawyers navigate the conflict of laws that exists between state and federal laws, given that it's still illegal at the federal level?
Well, it's a very, very interesting question, and it's something that lawyers in this industry have to deal with every day. California has set some guidelines in AB 1159, which it passed last October, which provides certain disclosures that lawyers have to make to their clients. It provides for enforceability of contracts and things like that. But when you're dealing with something that is still illegal at the federal level, you have to understand all the different nuances that the different federal agencies that govern this have set up. So, for example, the Treasury has one set of guidelines that deals with banking and the use of money and cash and everything else in this industry, whereas the Department of Justice has an